The Prime Minister announced earlier this week his intention to call a double dissolution election if the Senate doesn't pass legislation aimed at re-establishing the construction industry. So far, the controversial bill has been rejected by the Senate and sent to committees to consider amendments five times. In setting out his rationale, the Prime Minister said the construction industry is vital to his economic vision.
The construction industry is vital to the transition to the new economy. The additional costs of construction in this country, due to the frequency of industrial disputes and standover tactics by militant unions, are a serious handbrake on economic growth.
Malcolm Turnbull said when the building watchdog, known as the Australian Building and Construction Commission, or ABCC, was in place, productivity in the construction sector grew by 20%. He says since it was abolished, productivity has flatlined, days lost to industrial disputes have increased by 34%, and that two-thirds of all industrial disputes are in the construction sector. The Prime Minister says resolving this by bringing back the ABCC is crucial to his agenda to reinvigorate the Australian economy and ensure public infrastructure spending doesn't blow out.
Unlawful conduct on building sites around Australia is holding back our economy, costing investment, productivity and new jobs in a sector that employs more than 1 million Australians and should employ more. Australians will not be able to afford the infrastructure of the 21st century unless the rule of law returns to the construction industry.
But how true are those claims about the effectiveness of the ABCC in increasing productivity in construction? Labor's Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the allegations lack substance.
We're able to point to the Australian Bureau of Statistics' own measurements on this, which is that productivity did not improve when the ABCC, the Australian Building and Construction Commission, was introduced, and that days lost did not improve. And in fact, with the Fair Work Building Inspectorate, both have not, in the case of productivity, not worsened in any way, and days lost also is a better position than when the Australian Building and Construction Commission was there.
Ben Phillips is Associate Professor at ANU's Centre for Social Research Methods. He says the government also has the figures wrong on the number of industrial disputes in construction under the ABCC.
Looking at the ABS figures on industrial disputes, we find a very clear trend that over the past 30 or so years, disputes have shrunk dramatically. And in fact, we really were at record low levels in the last 2 or 3 years of dispute. So there's no evidence at all that it's increased, and certainly very little evidence to show that the ABCC was making much of a difference. We just had very, very low levels of industrial dispute for many, many years now.
The other claim that Malcolm Turnbull made was that when the Australian Building and Construction Commission was in force, productivity in the sector, the construction sector, grew by 20%, and since it was abolished, productivity has flatlined. Is there any evidence for that?
The first thing to note is that there's very difficult to ascribe any sort of changes in productivity as related to the ABCC, and that applies to most things in economics. The productivity statistics are always difficult to interpret. In terms of their growth, there has been growth in construction productivity over the past 10 or so years, and during the ABCC there was certainly was some productivity gains. Although overall during that period it has grown at very much similar rates to the rest of the economy. So we haven't seen anything particularly special going on during that period.
In fact, what we have seen from the Productivity Commission's own study of the construction industry was that from 2014 was that productivity growth in the Australian construction sector has ebbed and flowed over the last 30 years, and that there was a significant increase in productivity from 1994-95 to 2012-13. That would actually contradict what Malcolm Turnbull had to say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, I think as a general statement, though, there's just so little that you can do in terms of linking, you know, relatively minor policies or government organisations to productivity in any one sector or the entire Australian economy. In terms of the actual numbers, when you line up the productivity of construction, you line up against the productivity of the rest of the economy, we really don't see a lot of change. They both increased, and perhaps there's been a little bit of a flatlining in the last couple of years in terms of construction productivity, but there also has been in terms of productivity across the economy.
Ben Phillips from the ANU Centre for Social Research Methods. Secretary of the Construction Union, Dave Noonan, says there's no evidence of the ABCC impacting productivity.
Well, I think Malcolm Turnbull needs to read the report from his own Productivity Commission, which is the government's own economic think tank. And the Productivity Commission has said that when scrutinised meticulously, the results provided by independent economics or Econtech do not provide credible evidence that the ABCC regime created a resurgence in aggregate construction industry productivity.
So how could the government get the facts wrong?
All of the master builders and government's propaganda around productivity in the industry rests on the work done by one economic modeller, and that work has been comprehensively debunked by Murray Wilcox QC, by PricewaterhouseCoopers, by Professor David Peets, by the economic journalist Bernard Keane, and by the Productivity Commission itself. So, of course, this is not about productivity. This is about taking away workers' rights and giving more power to property developers and large construction companies.
Malcolm Turnbull's view is one the Master Builders Association, representing construction companies, supports. CEO Wilhelm Harnisch says the industry has been the subject of unlawful behaviour, which has been proved by the Hayden Royal Commission.
The ABCC bill will restore the tough cop on the beat. This industry, regrettably, has been the subject of union unlawful behaviour. It's an unlawful behaviour that is ingrained and institutionalised. Justice Hayden in his Hayden Royal Commission report made that point. It was a point made by previous Royal Commission reports as well as other reviews, parliamentary and otherwise. What the importance of this bill is for the community and also for the construction industry. But more importantly, it's also very important for the economy, because what it will do, it will restore confidence, it will restore certainty, it will mean that investors can invest with greater certainty without the fear of the industrial thuggery that regrettably besets the construction industry at this point.
The construction union's Dave Noonan disputes this, and he says the Hayden Royal Commission didn't in fact support the re-establishment of a separate body to oversee the construction industry.
In fact, he recommends against specific laws for the industry. And so the proposition that the Hayden Royal Commission makes a case for the ABCC doesn't stand up.
The Master Builders Association, though, insists there is a culture of bullying.
Nowhere else in any other workplace in Australia do you have a culture where workers, contractors, subcontractors, suppliers are bullied on a daily basis. No other workplace do you have the situation where workers come to work fearing intimidation and thuggery. Nowhere in other workplace do you have a situation where women get abused. Nowhere in the workplace do you have a culture where subcontractors and suppliers get bullied.
CEO Wilhelm Harnisch. On the Money with me, Catherine Zengerer, and this is our special report into the Australian Building and Construction Commission. Are Malcolm Turnbull's claims about the ABCC increasing productivity and decreasing industrial disputes right? And what other issues are actually going on in the industry? Employment Minister Michaelia Cash told the ABC this week that the Building Construction Commission is a place where people in the construction industry can safely tell the government what's going on in their workplace. She says people are going to work in fear of their lives.
This is all about ensuring that the building and construction industry within Australia complies with the law. The three of us go to work every day, and guess what? We get to comply with our workplace laws. Why is it that one industry, an industry that I understand has approximately $777 billion worth of projects in the pipeline, is still in a state of unlawfulness?
Unlawfulness is the death of a 54-year-old member of our union a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne forced to work in a lift shaft 25 metres up in the air on a working platform which was illegal and unsuitable for the purpose. He fell to his death and died in the arms of his workmates. That happened. That's unlawfulness. That's thuggery. Two young Irish workers in Perth crushed to death because their employer, a prominent member of Mr. Harnish's association, failed to take the most elementary safety precautions so that they would not be exposed to being crushed by a massive concrete slab while they were having a meal break. Two young Irish workers come out here to make a new life, go to work, don't go home, because Mr. Harnish's members don't follow the law.
Dave Noonan says the CFMEU has been told any investigation of the safety matters they've raised could take up to 3.5 years. He also says even if the allegations of unlawful behaviour were true, when you examine the detail of the ABCC bill, you'll find it doesn't, in fact, address unlawful behaviour. He says what the bill does cover are issues of workers' rights.
For example, any clause restricting the casualisation of the workforce in a certified agreement, in an EBA, would be outlawed under the government's proposed code. Any provision in an agreement that said that an employer's got to look for local workers, Australian residents, before bringing people on 457s or other temporary work visas would be outlawed. Any clause saying that there should be a minimum number of apprentices employed on a site or jobs provided for older workers, encouragement of women working in the industry, all of these things would be outlawed under the proposed code that the government wants to bring in. Those things have got nothing to do with thuggery or any of the emotive button words that the government and the master builders choose to cloak their arguments in. And the reason that the government and the master builders don't tell the truth about the powers of the ABCC and argue in emotive, inflated and false terms is because they don't want to have the debate about the substance of the bill. And the substance of the bill is to casualise the workforce, is to make it easier for employers to exploit temporary overseas workers. It makes it harder for unions to promote apprentices in the workplace, and it takes away power from working people, the few rights that they can negotiate in a certified agreement, and gives more power to the large property developers.
The Master Builders Association says it's the community who'll pay if the ABCC isn't re-established. CEO Wilhelm Harnish says the additional cost of industrial disputation on construction sites is up to 30%.
It is the community that is being cheated. It is the community that is being deprived of the much-needed classrooms, the additional hospital beds, the additional childcare places. Studies have shown that the unlawful behaviour on building site adds at least 30% to the cost of construction for this vital public infrastructure. And we asked a question of the building unions and the crossbench senators why the community should be cheated from this vital infrastructure by asking the community to pay extra 30% with the already hard-paid taxpayers' dollars.
Well, where do those figures come from? I'll tell you where they come from. Willem made them up. The reality is that real estate investment trusts over the last 3 years have seen increases of 18% in their profits, massive increases in profits, and the wage outcomes in construction have been responsible and moderate. The proposition that 30% is added to the cost of these projects is just nonsense, and it's not borne out by the Rawlinson's cost guides. It's not borne out by any authoritative bodies. If Mr. Harnish has got statistical information to back that up, he should publish it. Or better still, let's see some of these large construction companies open their books so that people can see what is going on with costs. And what you'll see is massive multi-million dollar salaries. The union has never resisted the proposition that there ought to be openness around tendering and openness around the way that construction companies do their business. But it's well known that construction companies, including prominent members of the Master Builders Association, will rip every penny they can out of the public purse in order to maximise profits. To lay that at the foot of construction workers is arrant nonsense, and no evidence has been produced for it.
Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says the ABCC is needed to protect subcontractors working in construction.
It's incredibly important for the mum and dad operators who are trying to get their concrete onto a site, trying to get their bricks onto a site, trying to make sure that they're not stood over if they're the Sparky or the Chippy coming onto a site, that they have the proper watchdog to protect their rights.
But Dave Noonan says the critical issues in the construction industry are being ignored by government, like the use of temporary workers on 457 visas to undercut wages.
And the systematic rorting by members of the Master Builders Association of subcontractors, many of whom are driven into insolvency by the big end of town, by builders who behave in an unconscionable way and don't pay their bills. There's plenty of evidence of that being presented at the Senate inquiry into insolvency in the construction industry, but Mr Turnbull hasn't paid one bit of attention to that, and the master builders have opposed reforms which would ensure that small contractors receive their legally due progress payments. They've opposed that. Why? Because they're there for the big property developers and the big builders. Now, that's not just the union talking. Thousands of small businesses and employers will tell you where the problem lies in our industry, and it's in situations like Walton Constructions, Tagara in South Australia, and a number of other members of the Master Builders Association that have managed to go into liquidation, owing millions of dollars to small businesses and workers, and yet mysteriously the executives of these companies seem to keep their flash cars, their palatial houses, and interestingly their membership of the Master Builders Association and the Liberal Party.
National Secretary of the Construction Union, Dave Noonan.